This is Apollo Control at 128 hours, 6 minutes. We're now somewhat less than 2 hours away from the scheduled end of this sleep period. The command module Yankee Clipper will shortly be passing over Landing Site 7 and Intrepid. We have about 34 minutes of acquisition left with the command module on its path. Yankee Clipper now in its 23rd revolution of the moon. We've had no conversations with any of the crewmen on either spacecraft since they began their sleep period. Dick Gordon we last heard from at about 122 hours. And we heard last from Pete Conrad aboard Intrepid at about 122 hours, 37 minutes. On a couple of occasions during the sleep period, the LEM environmental systems engineers reported telemetry indications that Al Bean was making minor adjustments to his suit circuit, probably for temperature control. In one case, raising the temperature, and in the other, reducing it slightly. Other than this, there's been no activity from the spacecraft and no communications. And biomedical data on Pete Conrad indicates that he is sleeping soundly. We also have a minor update to the coordinates for the Intrepid landing site based on Pete Conrad's description of where he thought the spacecraft had touched down. The new coordinates that we have for the LEM are 3.036 degrees south, and that figure shows no change from the previous one, and 23.416 degrees west, which is a change from the previous 23.418. The new figure again, 23.416 degrees west. Using the same coordinate system for the Surveyor spacecraft, we have it at 3.04 degrees south and 23.411 degrees west. At 128 hours, 9 minutes into the flight of Apollo 12, this is Mission Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 128 hours, 51 minutes.